There are days when we fluctuate between the polarities of feelings towards ourselves. When we begin to despise our skin inch by inch as our soul rejects and fights as though our skin is foreign and infect. There are days when our love for others and ourselves is depleted, leaving us wrung like a hollow vessel and parched like the desert. Often how we internally fluctuate reflects on the perception of our external environment. How we scrutinize ourselves internally is how we begin to view other people. What we often start despising about ourselves, view it as what people despise about us. When we lack love towards ourselves, we become numb to the love around us and close our doors to the point of isolation. We begin to fear rejection by others while we are experiencing rejection within ourselves. We spend time shaming, blaming, and degrading ourselves, creating an environment of isolation, a form of self-loathing that keeps us from not only receiving our own love, but the love offered from others. Truth is, it's easier to make a healthier choice for ourselves when we're feeling good about ourselves. It's easier to navigate positively through challenges when we feel supported. It's easier to battle off negative thoughts when we aren't on low battery. So often we allow ourselves to be the victim of our thoughts during those days. We lay there defenseless and bear to be ravaged on. But it is through intervening, moving into our hearts and embracing our vulnerabilities that we embody love and thus experience it around us. It is when we work towards self-acceptance and embed gratitude in our hearts, we draw in connections that mirror our inner love. Over time, with efforts and consistency, our view of ourselves changes along with our relationships. You'll find yourself feeling secure and having your body language and tone of voice changed. Your entire energy field expands when you feel empowered and embody confidence. The world we live in is a world of duality and polarity within and out. Thus, we must learn in order to accept both ends of the spectrum and recognize that it is all part of being a whole. So here's to finding the patience during the rough and debilitating phases. Here's to nurturing ourselves with kindness till our voice softens. Here's to keeping ourselves intact and to manifest the ability to be self-aware and embody compassion and acceptance. Here's to creating energy of gratitude and acceptance towards ourselves and others, because change really begins within ourselves.